I'm extremely excited to have with me right now the 2013 Creed speaker that placed first over everyone else in the nation from Illinois, Kira Edson, and from the Payson FFA chapter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know that you have to be extremely excited because there are many steps to get to where you are today here at Nationals.
Absolutely. With my Payson FFA chapter, we had a chapter contest where two people could move on to the section competition. And I had a wide awakening there when I placed second and almost didn't even make it out of my own school. So then section competition came next, and yet again I placed second. And next was district, second again. So when it came to the state competition in May, I had stepped up my game and I was ready because this time I wasn't getting second. Because only one at state moves on to the national competition. So I did my studying, I did my homework, I went to the state competition, and I was fortunate enough to place first. So here came nationals, and this was a big deal. And I originally thought, yes, I'm fortunate to be in the top 48 of the entire country. And then I made it to top 16, and then the top 4. And here I am, and there are 579,678 FFA members, and I am the one in 2013 who is fortunate enough to get this experience.
And I can tell that you are extremely well-spoken, and rightfully so, and you're so passionate, obviously, and I truly, truly congratulate you for making it. But what was one of the greatest challenges you experienced making it this far?
It was really tough getting there and presenting in front of people. As I matured, it wasn't as hard to get in front of people. However, it was tough to know that these people are judging me on my ability to speak and that I had to perform because I had people to make proud.
And I'm certain that you made everyone proud all the way through the process and definitely at National Convention when you were named first place. What's one aspect as you went throughout this competition process that you will take and value for the rest of your life?
The public speaking and leadership skills. From Creed, there are so many things that you learn about how to be poised on stage, how to speak, how to come up with answers to some tough questions that they asked you. So now I know that I have the aspects stored in me that I can come out and I can support agriculture from the words in the FFA Creed and also from the things that I had come up with to answer questions, the things that I researched to have knowledge of FFA and agriculture for these questions. So I'm going to take out those skills and I'm going to be able to use them forever.
And you had mentioned that not only do you have to present the Creed, but you also have questions that you have to answer. And I know as a former Creed speaker, I had that favorite question I always waited for the judges to ask. So what was your favorite question and what was the answer to that question?
They actually ended up asking me this question in the preliminary rounds here at Nationals. It was, who does your happiness depend upon? And I'm one of those lucky ag kids who gets their dad as their advisor. So it was really cool to be in there, and he was watching me, and I got to talk about how it makes me happy every single day in agriculture to go into his class, and he gets to teach me, and I get to make him proud in agriculture. So it was a really neat experience having him sit in there, and I got teary-eyed presenting, and so did he. And so that was my favorite question because I could really pull that straight from the heart.
That is amazing, and I just got teary-eyed too, so thank you for sharing that, and that's really neat that your dad is your FFA advisor as well. Do you have any other supporters that helped you along the way?
Absolutely. Much of my section in Section 11 in Illinois actually came and watched me on the final stage, and every single one of them, just the congratulations, great job, I'm proud of you. Those are, even if it's little support, I know that they recognize me and are proud that they're from my section because they really like to see their section and their state represented. So all those people who are in my state and my family and my friends who I'm getting congratulations, good luck texts from, those people are great and they really do help you along from their encouraging words.
So where do you go from here now? What do you plan for your next steps in FFA?
I am a section officer right now, so I like to go to all of the CDEs and participate, and so I'm going to continue doing that. And last year, one of my other section officers actually placed second in Creed in the state level, and then she actually made it to Nationals and prepared public speaking this year. So shout out to Keely Atchison. She did a great job. So I would love to next year, further my public speaking skills with prepared public speaking and all the other leadership and also any other CDE that comes with FFA. So that as long as I'm active, I'm happy.
That is just so amazing. And what is your favorite part of being a member of FFA?
Favorite part of being in FFA, it's getting to participate and being out there with the people, because all these people in the Blue Jackets, they love what they're doing, and that's so cool to see that they're not here because they're forced to be. This is an organization that people in it are loving what they're doing, and that's so cool to be around those people who are positive and who have the same interests as I do. So I love being around the people and talking to the people and sharing my experiences with them.
Very well put. FFA members come from such diverse backgrounds, but we're all united with the common interest of agriculture and agriculture education, and we wear that blue jacket no matter where we come from.
It's one of the best things about FFA is I actually got this question in my nationals finals today. It was about diversity in agriculture, and I mentioned that everybody wears the FFA jacket, the blue FFA jacket, so that we can be seen as one, a person, a whole group of common interests. And that's one of the best things about FFA, is that everybody can be seen as people working for agriculture.
Most definitely. And right now, I would just like to ask you to please present the FFA Creed.
The FFA Creed by E.M. Tiffany. I believe in the future of agriculture, with a faith born not of words, but of deeds. Achievements won by the present and past generations of agriculturalists, and the promise of better days through better ways. Even as the better things we now enjoy have come to us from the struggles of former years. I believe that to live and work on a good farm, or to be engaged in other agricultural pursuits, is pleasant as well as challenging. For I know the joys and discomforts of agricultural life, and hold an inborn fondness for those associations, which even in hours of discouragement, I cannot deny. I believe in leadership from ourselves and respect from others. I believe in my own ability to work efficiently and think clearly, with such knowledge and skill as I can secure, and in the ability of progressive agriculturalists to serve our own and the public interest in producing and marketing the product of our toil. I believe in less dependence on begging and more power in bargaining, in the life abundant and enough honest wealth to help make it so, for others as well as myself, in less need for charity and more of it when needed, and being happy myself, and playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me. I believe that American agriculture can and will hold true to the best traditions of our national life, and that I can exert an influence in my home and community which will stand solid for my part in that inspiring task.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
That was Kira Edson from the Payson FFA chapter in Illinois, the 2013 Creed Speaking Overall winner for the National FFA Organization. This is Amy Burke with FFA Today.